We're back on the record.
Mr. Taylor, during the break, the panel had an opportunity to discuss what we'd like to accomplish for the balance of the afternoon, and what we now conceive to be an appropriate target is to have you give all of your testimony on fact evidence, including references to medical and other reports, on those first two issues raised under the original ARO decision in September of 2001, and that means evidence on the upper back and neck, which I hope we've now canvassed in terms of fact evidence as much as we can, because we've gone through all the various forms and reports. Unless there's anything more you want to say as a matter of fact. And then the second, which is the entitlement to a permanent impairment for the mid-back, upper back, and neck, which is to say separately from and in addition to a PI for the lower back. Now, have you got evidence in addition to what we've already covered with particular reference to the material in the record under that second issue?
I think in the second issue, the only thing I wanted to add was what I was testifying earlier about was the issue of attendance at the physiotherapy. If treatment isn't rendered properly, then it's conceivable an impairment would result afterwards. And that's what was stated in the discharge report, that there was an unresolved issue and that meetings were missed. And the explanation was that was given was the work schedule was the cause. Aside from that, the basis of the permanent impairment would be heavily based on the evidence that was previously discussed for the entitlement to the upper back and the neck area, because the documents are just basically re-mentioned in the permanent impairment for the time frame. Like the injury occurred in 97. There's documents mentioned in 98, the rec report. There's documents mentioned in 99, 2001 and 2005, and again in 2006.
Now, let's just stop there. I'm familiar with the rec report. I studied it fairly closely. It's. Are you saying that the rec report supports on the merits in your evidence the view that you have a permanent impairment as a result of the accident to these what I will call added areas, meaning mid and upper back and neck? Is there anything in the evidence that you have for us to supplement the report in that regard?
The only thing that I want to add about the report is that there was clarity in the way of if the injury presented to the specialist was just the lower back, when he examines you and says you have pain in your neck, there's no relationship for an injury to the lower back why you have pain in your neck. If it was presented to him that there was an injury to the neck, that would explain the pain to the neck, which would then prove that there was existence of problems in the neck in the date of the exam, which was August 98, I believe it was.
Yes. So let me be clear about your evidence here. You're saying that because Dr. Sauls referred you to the Orthopedic and Arthritic Hospital on Wellesley Street in Toronto with reference to an injury to the lower back, that captured that injury and they restricted their report to that injury and didn't therefore support the other three areas, I will call them mid and upper back and neck.
Dr. Holby specifically said that to me, that he could not deal with the other areas because there was no entitlement.
Well, this is the same question I think I asked before.
Yeah.
Did you go back to Dr. Sauls and say, look, I've just been to that very famous hospital in downtown Toronto, And I've been told my injury is restricted to the lower back, and that's all they're going to examine and consider and report on. Doctor, I want to have this kind of work and report expanded to include these other three areas. Did you ever do that?
He was basing what the board had told him. He said, as far as the rec report, he just said there was nothing he could do about it.
Who's that?
Dr. Stones.
All right. So otherwise, the things we've taken you to and that you've testified on in respect of these medicals in 97 and 98 and right through to, I guess, last year, those comprise the total of your documentary materials on these first two issues.
I guess the only other documents that I wanted to add was the X-ray reports on page 97, on addendum 8, on page 97, 98, 99. The initial lower back injury was diagnosed as a degenerated disc disease. By the board's doctor, and it shows the there's an X-ray of 98. Then in 99, and then again in 2006, and clearly in 2006 there's no issue of lumbar spine degenerated disc. There's no vertebrae, body, or disc abnormality. However, in the X-ray report on page 99, 2001, mentions concerns with C3 to 4, C4 to 5. And it says mild degenerative changes.
Well, in fact, those X-ray reports seem to suggest a pre-existing condition, i.e. something you brought to the accident in terms of some problems with your spine and these gaps and these degenerative changes. And I say that because do you know what the second injury enhancement fund?
Yes, I was well aware of it. It was based on degenerated disc disease of the lower back lumbar spine, because in 98 the X-ray showed Schmoller's node, or whatever that says, noted inferior surface of L2. Dr. Nagoyan's report in February 98 just mentioned a mild degenerative change. Mild.
That's right, and because it was so identified, the board eventually accepted the accident employer's position,
mm-hmm,
that you brought some existing conditions to the accident which allowed them a relief from the cost of the accident under the SEIF.
Or
SIEF.
Well,
secondary.
I'm left-handed, so it's the same thing. All right.
It's not really, I don't believe it's totally relevant. But it was just a point. I mean, it's just something that it is medical supported documents.
Yep.
For that.
Well, I've certainly made a note of it myself.
We've been talking about the rec report. I was wondering if I could refer you to, because I know Mr. Taylor is concerned about under what basis you went to the rec report, like what basis they were looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
You've raised that concern, saying like, I you're just not that certain. If you just look at volume 1 of 2 in the case record, you have that volume 1 of 2
yep.
in the case
mm-hmm.
record. On page 183, you see the board nurse case manager, and they're usually pretty. They're my understanding they're heavily involved in referring workers to the rec report. And she's speaking to the accident lawyer and saying that the wreck is being arranged to determine the current status. I can't seem to find anything in the memo saying that it was for a specific area.
For a referral, yeah.
For a referral. It was like current status. Now, I don't know if anyone else has came across any other indication, but...
The only, if I may, the only thing... See, the only thing was on the first page of the rec report. It just says reports provided by a referral source were reviewed prior to the multiple disciplinary assessment. That's all.
Right.
Like, there's nothing here to say that somebody told him it was this. He only mentioned to me in the examination, he doesn't even mention that, what we discussed in his report.
And when you were talking, you testified that you were talking to Dr. Sauls about the rec report?
Afterwards, yeah.
Right, and what was his thoughts about?
He just said there was nothing he can do. The only entitlement you've received was for a lower back.
Because I note on page, you may want to turn to page 162, that they called Dr. Sauls. And I guess this is the famous adjudicator. I know the workers' letter of October. I have spoken to the workers' family doctor regarding the boards. I'm not just his stank on workers' medical.
Stand,
thank you. I discussed with Dr. Saul the rec report. Based on this information, was concluded the workers capable of returning to his regular activities. It looks like she even mentioned about what the MA's opinion in memo 49, I assume that's a medical advisor.
Mm-hmm.
The worker was not a sustained PI, it was a result of his compensable injury, and that the work was fully recovered, and Dr. Sauls has no additional information to provide. So
mm-hmm.
he had the opportunity to speak with him on that, so I,
he didn't
seem to express any more than just listen to them, I guess. Okay.
Well, he didn't add anything.
Certainly didn't add anything.
Okay.
No. It says... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it just goes on. It says, has not sustained a permanent impairment later on, and then it goes and it's reversed and says a permanent impairment was sustained by, I believe it was the same doctor.
Right. That was on the low back.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, they changed their mind and you got the Nello word, but at the same time, so also did the employer get relief under the fund. So basically they came up...
That was in the appeal for the reoccurrence of 97, which was in April of 98.
But in the end, you shared the result, i.e. you got what used to be called a pension, is now called a Nello award,
mm-hmm.
for the lower back, and the employer got relief from the mild degenerative changes to your spine.
In that, it's not medical, it was just the ARO's decision. She had said, I don't have it in front of me, she had mentioned the reoccurrence was allowed as for the back.
Yeah.
She didn't say lower back. The doctor in his letters in reference to that was in November 97, we already discussed, it said back, not lower back.
Yeah.
It creates a lot of confusion. I mean, I'm just a driver. You've heard me stumble over the words quite a bit. I'm just learning that there was more than one part of this. I just thought it was spine, and there's medical terminology. It just concerns me that when a doctor fills out a medical report and doesn't use the proper medical terminology for the people there, my only explanation is maybe he's assuming that it's going to a non-medical doctor to review. The other thing is that my greatest concern was that the documents being sent by the doctor to the border specialist, a lot of times I wasn't privy to them, to see them, to say, what's going on here? When I realized that there was complications and problems reading through the whole file, because before the file was referred to a lawyer, and I wasn't I wasn't privy to the medical and the concerns of it, specifically that the issue is the lower back, only because of the reports from the doctor. When I confronted the doctor about it in 2005, that was when my decision specifically was to change doctors. And obviously now it's too late and the decision's been made. There's only fragmented information, I admit, for the medical to prove that. But I think the specialist, in looking back in retrospect, the specialist reports were based on his referrals as to the lower back strain.
And in fairness to Dr. Saul, his referrals were perhaps based on the fact that the focus up through 97 and 8 was the lower back.
I was going to add that I think that his decisions were based on the board's decision to go with the approval for a lower back strain or a lower back injury impairment.
Because I do notice that at page 879, right at the end of the case record itself, the NEL assessment document reaching the 14% rating is dependent entirely on the lumbar strain injury and not referred, doesn't relate whatever to the cervical or thoracic sections of your back.
But if you refer in the diagram as mentioned in the arrow of 2001, there was mention about the pain diagram.
Yeah.
There's also notes on the page in your left hand as well. I mean, that's medical in a way, but it had already been brought up and it was not considered.
Well, the region or system assessed was stated to be the low back. The numbness and other complaints are referred to as your complaints, and I don't know that you make them. We've done that here. All right. One question I had when I was reading this, sir, is have you any reports from Dr. French who referred you to Dr. Moley?
No. She's only performed one exam. She's the general physician. None was ever requested by the board. I mean, I could ask her for a report, but there was nothing. Like, she doesn't have any past history with me, aside from two visits.
And how often have you seen Dr. Moley?
Three or four times now, I believe. Three or four times.
When was the last time?
Because when they did this, there was the two reports, and she said there was a third report that was done, so that would have been, I'm guessing, midsummer. Because that was February, June. No, it would have had to have been the fall. Probably October, November of 06.
All right. I have one other issue I want to discuss with the panel before we stop today, Mr. Taylor. I wonder if I could go off the record for about 4 minutes and ask you to leave, because
sure.
There's more of us than there are of you. It gives you another chance.
And you're bigger, too.
Well, that we won't concede.